Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are super glad to be here with you today. This is episode 2340, if you're keeping track. And if you've got questions about your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, whether you've started a project or you're stuck in the middle of a project or you're just getting ready to do a project, we would love to help you take that all-important first step. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. You can click the blue microphone button, record your question, and you will be among the first to get an answer from us. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about summer storms. You know, the storms that pop up in late summer, and even, I guess, those in early fall can be pretty severe and the most damaging, especially when it comes to lightning. So we're going to share some tips on what you need to know about protecting your house and your stuff from lightning just ahead.
And older windows definitely have their charm, but they do come with their challenges, too. So we're going to explain how you can free those windows when they get stuck and then keep them free without damaging the panes or even shattering the glass.
Yeah, that's a really bad thing when you're trying to free a stuck window when you break it. I've actually done that. It's actually pretty easy to do. Whoops. All right, guys. Plus, if you love the grill, but maybe your grill has been seeing some better days, now's a good time to replace it. Lots of sales going on right now. So we're going to share a few tips to help you take advantage of those late summer sales and select some great grills for the years ahead.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. How can we help you make your forever home the best it can be? So let us know what projects you have planned. What are you wrapping up from the summer season of projects? Do you have some new ones for the fall? Whatever you've got on your plate, let us help you tackle it.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can call us at 888-666-3974 with those questions, or better yet, post them at moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Stephanie in California is having a heating and cooling issue. Well, specifically a cooling issue in the bedroom. What's going on?
Oh, we don't know. Right now, we live in a four-bedroom house. Every room in the house except for the master bedroom gets cool in the summer. We have not done a winter yet. This bedroom, the master bedroom, is at least 5 to 7 degrees warmer than any part of the house.
Okay, well, there could be a number of reasons for that. First of all, what side of the house is it on?
It would be on the south side of the house.
The more sun, you know, the more cooling you need. So it's not unusual for a room on the south or the west side. to need more cooling power. So let's talk about what you could do to try to improve this. First of all, I would check the airflow at the registers to make sure you're getting good airflow at all of the AC registers. In some cases, systems can be balanced so that they supply more air to one room and less air to another. Just as important is to check the return register, Stephanie, because not only do you have to push cold air into the room, you have to pull the air back so it can be re-cooled. If you don't have a return in the bedroom itself, it's going to be a central return, like in the hallway, perhaps outside of the bedroom. If that's the case, you want to make sure that when you close the door of the bedroom, that there's at least a 1-inch gap under the door, because that's how the air gets pulled back and, again, recirculated. Other things that you can do would be to increase insulation over this particular room. So if there's an attic access above, for example, you could double up the insulation over that, and that would also help to keep it cooler. So I would speak with your HVAC professional initially to try to get the balance working a little bit better. And then if that doesn't work, think about adding some additional insulation. And if that doesn't work at all, the other thing you could do is you could add supplemental cooling to that. I have a room, for example, in my house where I have a split ductless system because it happens to be on the west side in my case, and it overheats. It's far away from the air conditioning system supply, and so I never quite get enough cooling air into this one room to make it comfortable. So we have a split ductless system in there that supplements it. So those are all good options to help even out the temperature of that room in the house. Stephanie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now let's welcome Jim, who loves to put new insulation on top of old insulation and then add some more insulation in the attic. What's going on? You got something happening up there?
I'm hoping I didn't outsmart myself. I thought I would insulate my attic. I would do it myself. So I went down to the local Lowe's and picked up some insulation, put it up there, staple gunned it on. This has been going on for a few years. Well, I went up there recently, and it looks like there's some mold growing on the ceiling, on the wood that I don't have the insulation on. So now I'm thinking I've outsmarted myself. What do I do? Is it mold? I think it is. How do I get rid of it? What do I do to prevent it in the future? Did the insulation have something to do with it? Anything you could tell me, I sure would appreciate it.
Well, I don't think you outsmarted yourself, Jim. I think it was probably a good idea to add insulation in there. What you may not have known is that when you add insulation, you have to also add ventilation. Now, depending on the age of your house, you may never have had really enough ventilation to begin with, or you may have inadvertently blocked some of the soffit vents. Sometimes when we put insulation across the floor of an attic, we block the ventilation. So you need more ventilation in there so that we're not trapping that moist air inside the attic space. What will happen is that will condense on the underside of the roof sheathing, and sometimes that can grow algae or moss, or maybe even mold. I wouldn't panic too much about it. I would increase the ventilation in the attic by adding ridge and soffit vents, if at all possible. And then also, I would maybe spray it down with a 25% bleach solution. Make sure you wear a mask and glasses, and that will kill anything that's attached right there. Just keep an eye on it going forward. You want to make sure you have good ventilation. Otherwise, that sort of thing can definitely happen.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? Or maybe you're wrapping up some projects, or perhaps you're just dreaming about a project for the fall? Well, whatever it is, let us help you tackle all of those to-dos. Hey guys, have you noticed a big increase in summer lightning storms? I mean, it has been a stormy summer, so we're going to have some tips on how to protect your home's electrical panels from lightning surge damage after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com.
That's ANGI.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you looking for even more home improvement ideas because you just don't have enough projects to tackle? Or perhaps you didn't even think about this project, but we're going to tell you and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I absolutely need to do that, fix that, work on that. Well, we've got a ton of ideas and we've got them coming to you every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast. You can check it out at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite pods. We've got Peggy on the line who needs a product to help with a bath painting project. Actually, the bathtub. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a bathtub where the refinishing sort of came off, and it's got a water stain. I think it's a calcium stain. It's sort of a grayish on this ivory tub. Is there anything I can use to get the coating back on there and get that color back where it was?
Hey, Peggy, so when you have a finish that starts to come off of a tub like that, or in this case, it may be some erosion from the water, that pattern you describe is actually very, very common. And it's not easy to really, I shouldn't say it's easy, it's impossible to touch it up and have it look anything close to the way it naturally used to look. I do have a solution, though, for you, and it's a product that I discovered, and it's called EcoPel. Now, the EcoPel is like an epoxy refinishing kit. I found it on Amazon. I did a lot of research on it. Folks were saying that it was very effective as long as you very, very carefully follow the instructions, which they're pretty good about. There's lots of instructions and videos to go along. But when you apply this EcoPel, it essentially will look like a brand new finish. In my case, I was refinishing a tub from the 1950s that was badly worn and actually had been painted with some sort of a tub finish once before. The EcoPel, though, made it look like it was brand new porcelain right out of the factory. I was really impressed by it. So you can check that out. You'll find it on Amazon, probably other retailers as well. But you can't just touch up an area like that. You really have to redo the entire surface of the tub.
Now we've got Patrick on the line who's got a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I had a question about a metal roof versus a shingle roof. Our roof is about 17 years old, and it's ready to change.
Now, is it ready to change because you don't like the way it looks, or is it failing in some way?
Oh, no, it's actually fine. The shingles are fine. But I was kind of wondering about the cost benefit of spending twice as much for a metal roof versus a shingle roof for another. You know, how long will the shingle? How long should that metal roof last? What's the gauge of the metal? That kind of thing.
How long do you plan on staying in the house?
Forever.
Forever. Okay, that's important information. So if you put a metal roof on this house, I think it can last, for all intents and purposes, forever. The metal roofs of yesteryear, when they were properly maintained, would easily last 50 to 100 years. The metal roofs of today will do the same thing, and they can even do it more successfully because of some of the modern elements of technology that are added to it. For example, you are in Florida, is that correct?
Yes, Port Charlotte.
You know, the one nice thing is that metal roofs have reflective paint. It's like a low-E paint, and they actually reflect some of that radiant heat back off of the roof. So instead of having a roof that's like a heat collector, you're going to have a roof that's a heat reflector. So there's also an energy efficiency element to it as well. But I think that metal roofs, you know, last literally indefinitely as long as they're properly maintained. They don't need a lot of maintenance. Of course, if there's a storm and that sort of thing, they stand up a lot better. They don't fly off like shingles do. And even though it's twice as expensive, it will probably be the last roof you ever have to put on that house.
If I do this $11,000 roof, will I report that to my homeowner's insurance? And will I get a benefit from that or no?
That's a good question for your broker. Certainly, a metal roof is more fire resistant. I also would look into any energy efficiency rebates because since it's a low-E roof coating, you may actually qualify for an energy rebate, so I would look into that as well.
And how would I look into that?
You know, a good source is the Metal Roofing Alliance. That's a trade association for the metal roof industry. Go to metalroofing.com. And, in fact, they have a section on their website about tax incentives, so they are available for metal roofs.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Well, each year, the cost of lightning strikes adds up to millions of dollars of damage to the electrical systems in homes throughout the country. So to prevent this from happening to you, it's a good idea that you install a surge arrestor.
Yeah, and when we say surge arrestor, we don't really mean you install it. We mean electrician install it, because it's really the initial step for whole house protection, because it kind of safeguards all your hardwired equipment. So what are we talking about? Well, air conditioning systems, appliances, stuff that can't be protected by a simple plug-in surge device. That will probably cost you about $250 to $350 bucks, but it could save you thousands if you need to replace the equipment. And I actually saw this happen to my neighbor. You know, we've been reporting on this for years, and this actually happened to my neighbor. Her electrical system got hit by a lightning strike, and she couldn't figure out initially why she had no microwave, no range, no cable TV, no internet connectivity. It all got taken out by one strike, one surge, wiped the whole thing out. So really a good idea to do that. It's not a terribly expensive improvement, and it can definitely protect your house and your equipment.
Marion, Illinois, is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I want to paint a fireplace. It's brick. And just want to know if you can do that, first of all, and if there's a certain kind of paint you need to use.
Has it been painted before, or is it natural brick?
No, it's natural brick, original brick.
Well, you certainly can paint it, but I would think very carefully before you do this, because once you paint, you have to repaint eventually. And fireplaces tend to get very dirty and very smoky, and they're hard to keep clean. If it's just the color that you don't like, there may be some ways to sort of decorate around that color, but I would really hesitate to tell you to paint it. We get a lot of calls from folks that are not happy with painted fireplaces. They want to know how to do the exact opposite, which is get the paint off. And once you paint, it's just really hard to do that.
Okay, I was kind of worried about whether it would peel or when you say it just gets, you just have to keep repainting because of...
Well, paint over time is going to crack and dry out, and it will get so dirty just from, you know, the exhaust and the use of the fireplace that you'll get sort of that that haze around the upper portion of it, regardless of what type of screen you have. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that since this will be its first time being painted, the brick is so porous that you're going to put a lot of time into priming because it's just going to absorb all of that primer. And you want to get a good quality primer. You want to make sure that you brush in the grout lines, roll on the surfaces of the brick, brush again. So it's a lot of steps. It can be done. But as Tom said, if you want to take that paint off, it's now a chemical stripper. And because that brick is so porous, it's going to have sucked in all of that color. And so it'll never get back to that original brick look again. It'll have that sort of hue of whatever color it was.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Now we've got Ed in West Virginia on the line who's doing some exterior cleanup. What are you working on?
Well, my deck. I've got a covered deck with treated wood, and it needs cleaning to get the dirt and grime off of it because since it's covered, the rain won't come in and wash it off. And I can't use a lot of water because I've got things underneath it that the water would leak down to. So and I also have exterior steps, and they're getting mossy. So what kind of a cleaning product can I use to clean this wood with?
Now, first of all, what's underneath that you don't want to get wet? Is it furniture? Are you storing stuff there?
Well, I've got basically a workshop. I've got two workshops, one inside the house and one outside under the deck.
You're going to probably have to cover those with tarps or something because you are going to need to use some amount of water. But what we would recommend is a wood cleaner. Now, cleaners, what they do is they're very good at removing dirt, removing grime, and sort of removing that oxidized grayish sort of appearance that gets on top of pressure-treated lumber. And Flood makes a good one, right, Leslie?
Yeah, Flood actually has a product called Flood Wood Cleaner, and you can mix it with water. I think 1 gallon container mix up to 5 gallons of cleaning solution, and it can actually remove a grayed appearance on lumber and give it like new appearance. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of people think that when it comes to cleaning a deck, oh, it's just dirt, it's pollen, whatever's on it, and they think just using some water on it is going to get rid of it. But you get the same things on your car, and you don't wash your car with just water. You actually need a cleaner or a soap product, but you don't want to use soap on wood. So it's always good to use a product like a wood cleaner that really will help you get rid of all of the weathering, the dirt, the grime, you know, just the usual stuff that a winter will put on a surface. So if you go with the Flood Wood Cleaner, you can use it on exterior, interior, all kinds of woods. I mean, I'm saying interior because I'm meaning that yours is covered. I wouldn't use it in the house, but that's what I mean there. And it'll do a good job. You'll get about 1,000 square feet total from a gallon, so you'll get a really good coverage. You want to let it dry, but again, like Tom mentioned, you want to cover anything that's underneath because it is a cleanser and you don't want to get it on your tools.
Yeah, and you have to wet the deck surface first, and then once it's wet, then you apply the wood cleaner using kind of like a pump-up garden sprayer, or you can even roll it on with a brush roller like you as if you were painting.
Okay.
You let it sit on the surface for a while, and then you rinse it off.
Okay. Well, that rinsing it off is a problem.
Ed, you're not going to be able to dry clean your wood deck.
Yeah, I don't know any cleaner that's going to take that in.
It's just not going to happen. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, older windows are definitely more challenging than charming when they get themselves stuck, either shut or open. Either way, they get stuck and they are tremendously difficult to move. If this sounds familiar to you, we've got some tips for working those stuck windows free without causing more damage, like the time I put my hand right through one. We're going to help you avoid that when the Money Pit returns.
I hope there weren't any stitches involved.
It was amazing. The pane of glass just popped out. So, very strange.
Oh, very good. Well, I guess it was easy. All good.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels.
read reviews, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, you know how we're always asking for folks to give us five-star reviews?
Ruh-roh.
Well, sometimes folks actually don't give us five-star reviews. They could give us something else. And one of our latest reviews, I just want to let you know that it said, Tom's a bit monotonous and mansplainy. Leslie is better. At least she has more personality. Let me make this very clear to you, Leslie. I do not mansplain. I just say what's on my mind, and if you have any questions, you're welcome to ask me, but I do not mansplain. Is that very clear to you?
I think that might
is that
be
clear
the
to you? Is that clear to you? Is there any questions about that?
I think you're actually mansplaining a mansplaining definition. Interesting.
I think you're absolutely right.
I'm going to say that I think most men don't know when they're mansplaining.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I think women just
tolerate us.
Tolerate. We are like, okay. But Tom, you are super smart, and I appreciate all of your knowledge.
Thank you.
I really
thank
do.
Thank you very much. I don't think I do that, but if I do, I apologize. one of our editors, our newsletter editor, told me that she can tell when I get annoyed at a question. I try not to, but sometimes we answer questions that I'm not getting annoyed at the caller. I'm getting annoyed at what happened to them. And usually it involves like a contractor that tried to take advantage of them or something of that nature. But I think I think I should be getting annoyed at stuff like that because I think I need to convey it because we don't want that to happen to people.
I'm also going to say it's not necessarily annoyance. I think it's passion. Passion for the project,
yeah,
passion for our
true.
Listeners.
That's right.
You know, it's like we want everything to go well for everybody. And I think also, given the nature of what we do and what we've seen and the projects we've worked on, you know, when things go poorly, like they can really go poorly and then things can get expensive. So we're invested.
Yeah, and the best scenario is when we can interrupt that process, right? When we can give you some tips or advice before you spend the money, you know, or going down a direction that maybe was unnecessary.
And well, your monotonous mansplaining. Steve in Pennsylvania needs some help with a building project. I love that you're planning and you've asked us to help. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, I have a small summer cabin at Lake Tahoe, and the deck was built in the early 60s. And the step up from the deck into the cabin is a stretch. So I was wanting to put like a stoop or a landing or a step or whatever you want to call it on top of the deck that'll make the step up into the cabin a little less severe. So I was looking at maybe something about 54 inches wide and 6 to 7 inches tall, but I don't know how deep to make that step.
When you say deep to make the step, you mean what's the tread depth when you put your foot on it?
Exactly.
So what are you going to build it out of?
I was just going to put in wood. Everything else is wood up there.
So I would use a 2x12 for that step. Why not make a nice big deep step? You could use a 2x10. I mean, most steps are narrower than that, but I think a 2x12, which is 11.5 inches, would be fine.
So 12 inches deep from the edge of the cabin door to the edge of the deck.
So it's just one step basically between the deck and the cabin door. Is that correct that you want to put in?
Right.
So I would make it a 2x12. Why not? It's about 11.5 inches deep, and that'll be fine.
Well, thank you very much for your help. You have a great day.
Well, old windows, they're definitely charming, but they do come with their own very special set of maintenance headaches.
Yeah, and one of which is how to get them moving again if they get stuck. So we're going to talk you through the step-by-step solution to that.
Yeah, I think generally what happens is, you know, when you're painting a window, it's kind of hard to paint a window without it getting stuck. And the adhesive quality of that paint, I mean, especially where you don't want it to stick, it's really strong.
Yeah, it's like glue, right? So you got to be careful when it comes time to freeing up those stuck windows so you don't damage the windows or break the glass. So here's sort of my tricks of the trade for that. There are really two ways to break those windows free without breaking the glass, that is. First, you can use a wood block to tap the inside sash. Now, the sash is the part that slides up and down like in a double-hung window, right? And you put the wood block on top of that window like where the front sides of the frame come together. And you tap it, even though the window is closed, right? You tap it, and as that window drives down ever so slightly, it tends to break the paint seal. And that will free up the window. It's kind of counterintuitive because you think, well, shouldn't I be tapping it up like pulling it up as if I was opening the window. Actually, no, you want to tap it real quickly down, and that breaks that seal, and then you can move it up and down.
All right, here's another tip if that doesn't seem to work. You can take a 5-in-1 painter's tool, and you can use that to break the seal that's adhering the sash in place as well. So your first effort is going to be to kind of cut through that paint seal along both the vertical sides of the sash and along the stool at the bottom of the sash and at the meeting rail where the two window sash sections meet. So you kind of want to just take that pointy edge, you know, it's like, I don't know what they call all those different parts of the 5-in-1 tool. They all have a very specific usage, but this is the pointy one.
Yeah.
So you're going to kind of slice that open. Then try it. If that doesn't work, you can gently tap the painter's tool, you know, that narrow edge that's sort of a scraper, with a hammer between the window sash and the window jamb. And as you tap that painter's tool, you want to have an assistant hold that vacuum. So assistant, I mean kids, spouse, whoever's there to give you a hand, hold the vacuum hose directly below because there's going to be paint dust, there's going to be chips, there's going to be stuff coming around. Some of it's going to be small, and this way you're kind of just nipping it in the bud before it comes to the floor.
Yeah, and you basically move outside and you repeat the process by cutting that paint seal around the entire sash. You're kind of freeing up that sort of glue effect of the paint sort of sealing the window shut. And when you get it freed up and you've done the best you can also slip a flat bar underneath the sash and gently and in line with sort of those vertical sides of the window, pry out the sash until it breaks free. And then after you got it moving, then you want to raise it and lower it a few times to see how smoothly it rides. Now, if you want to lubricate that, you can't use WD-40, right, because it's wood, but you could use a lithium spray. The lithium spray tends to be a little heavier. It'll stick around. It's also sometimes a bit powdery, and that will help that window move and continue to move for some time going forward.
This is the Money Pit coming up. If you love to grill, but that grill has seen some better days, end of summer sales mean now is a great time to replace it. We're going to have some tips on what you could be looking for next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP self-leveling concrete and masonry sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on these end of summer weekends? You know, it's like we're running out of this warm weather and we're going to be heading into the chilly fall, which I love. I love, love, love the fall. It's the best time of year. Well, besides Christmas. But it really is a great time of year, you guys, to get a lot of stuff done and enjoy the outside. So whatever it is that you are working on, we are here to lend a hand. I mean, everything from gardening to the garage. On the Money Pit podcast, you're going to get all that help you need to create your best home ever. So be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast. Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up. But it will brighten it up a bit. And if you want it to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, if the grill you've been using all summer long is starting to look a little worse for wear, now is a great time to think about replacing it. I mean, we're really starting to see those summer sales cropping up, and it's not hard to find a good deal on a grill.
Yeah, and what makes it confusing, though, are the many, many options available. So to help you sort out the best, we've kind of boiled this down to really three issues. First of all, you need solid hardware. You want to look for stainless steel hardware and a solid aluminum body. These grills are the most durable, and they can take the heat very, very well.
Yeah, next thing you kind of want to be checking out the burner design, like the layout. You should look for an H-style burner design because it provides an even distribution of heat. And you want to make sure that the burner is made from stainless steel. If it's not, you can expect to have to replace it in a couple of years.
And lastly, check the warranty. Shop for a grill that comes with a warranty that covers all parts of the grill, including the burner and the valves. You know, some so-called lifetime warranties only cover the grill body, like as if anything could go wrong with the aluminum body. Nothing goes wrong with the body, so why do you need a warranty on the body?
Yeah, no, it's everything inside.
Right, so you want something that's going to cover those burners, because I tell you what, that's what rusts out. And if they do rust out, they can be replaced, but you shouldn't have to do that anytime soon.
Yeah, and you know what else you could look for, guys? Like a griddle. We replaced our grill with a flat cooktop, a Blackstone. It's awesome.
Earlier this summer, I replaced burners and I replaced the cooking grates. But I never thought about adding a griddle to it.
Oh, no, no. We got rid of the barbecue itself and got a Blackstone flat top. It is outstanding. Bonnie in Pennsylvania is on the line with a dippy driveway. Tell us what's going on.
Well, our driveway was asphalt originally, and it's probably like 30, 40 years ago, and there really isn't much left to it now, but most of it is fine. It stays solid, but just two parts actually have great big dips in them, so you kind of go down in, and the water collects in there. So I was wondering what we could fill that in with. It's not like the rest of the driveway is kind of not existent now, but it's not a prop.
Well, at least you have a speed bump built into your driveway, you know.
Yeah.
Probably safer that way.
Yeah.
If you've got a 30 or 40-year-old driveway, I mean, that driveway doesn't really owe you any money. You can, you know, patch it. You can have it professionally patched with more asphalt material. But my concern is that whatever's causing that dip is an underlying problem, and it's just going to reform over and over again. I mean, once you start to get a dip, of course, the water gets in there, and it sort of exacerbates it. But I think your options are to top coat that driveway, which you could do with more asphalt material. It's a professional project. It's not one you can do yourself. Or if you want to go ahead and invest the time and the money right now, you could just tear it out and build it again. When it gets to be that age, it really does have to be replaced. If you think about it, you know, roads have to be replaced far more frequently than that. But as you got a 30 or 40-year-old driveway, it's probably reached the end of a normal life cycle, and it's time for it to be torn out and completely replaced, not top coated. But you could buy yourself some time by doing the top coat application.
Could you just fill it in with stone or something for now, or no?
No, because it's just going to fall out. You know, it's not really a do-it-yourself project. You have to put more asphalt, you know, mixed with stone under pressure, rolled over it. But my concern about, you know, recoating a driveway that's that old is it's just not going to last that long.
Yeah, there's nothing much left to recoat it.
Right, yeah, so it's not worth it. Okay, Bonnie?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, David says his insulation keeps falling out of the floor in his crawl space, and he wants to know if he can insulate the crawl space walls instead. We're saying no, so we're going to explain why next.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Have you ever wanted to memorize scripture and know it so well that you can share its truth with others without skipping a verbal beat? Have you ever thought that was impossible?
Well then, you've never met Dr. Tom Meyer, nationally known as the Bible Memory Man.
That's right, Jane. In his class that begins September 5th through December the 11th at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Professor Meyer will illustrate and teach his proven method of memorizing and reciting God's Word. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We're amazed at how Dr. Tom's students respond to the memorization techniques he teaches them. Enroll today for his class, Tuesday afternoon, September 5th through December the 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Enrolling for accredited college credit or audit will prepare you for the spiritual battles ahead. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
You can register for Dr. Meyer's class today by calling 530-221-4275. That's 530-221-4275.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Thermofiber in my crawl space and actually even the first floor of my house. And I did it because it's more moisture resistant and it's also stiffer in the sense that when you stick it up into the floor joist space, it tends to support itself, frankly, because it's just doesn't have as much flex as fiberglass. Although I did put the wires in on top of that, but I like the thermofiber for those reasons. It's also more fire resistant. You know, there are folks that will put insulation on the crawl space walls, and you could do that. There's a special type of blanket, but it's not going to replace what you put on the floor, and your floor is going to be super cold and uncomfortable. Now, as to the question for foundation vents, the foundation vents really should be open about 9 months of the year. And the reason you have foundation vents is because there's moisture in that crawl space that you want to allow to vent with the outside air. Typically, if you live in, say, the Northeast, I would close those vents maybe like November, December, January, or maybe even just December, January. Kind of like those three coldest months of the year, I would keep them closed. But for the rest of the year, I would definitely leave them open.
All right. Now we've got one from Julie who writes, the sliding glass doors on my tub enclosure were looking disgusting, so I removed them, including the frame strips. Can I replace the doors myself, or should I hire someone? And is there anything tricky about this project I should know?
You know, if it's a standard size door, you could do it yourself because, man, I've seen some pricing on those custom doors lately. Leslie, I couldn't believe they were in the thousands to put glass doors on. Just ridiculous. I can't imagine justifying that kind of money. So I would look at the kits that are available in the standard sizes and do it yourself. It's really not a difficult project, and they're going to last a long time. The last door I did was a big shower door in a condo that we own and rent. And it went very, very smoothly. It looks fantastic.
Well, you know, it's, they really do. When they're done well and there's so many awesome ways you can achieve these shower doors, they are fantastic. They look great.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a part of your weekend with us. We hope you picked up a tip or two to help you take care of your home and make it the place that you want to be, create that forever home. And remember, if you've got questions, whenever you think about that, you can reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there and get a fast response from us. Until next time, though, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden took time out for another weekend at the beach in Delaware to visit Florida today. Witness from the sky Hurricane Idalia's impact across the state before took a walking tour of the city of Live Oak.
If there's anything your state needs, I'm ready to mobilize that support. Anything they need related to these storms. Your nation has your back, and we'll be with you until the job is done.
Idalia made landfall Wednesday morning along Florida's sparsely populated Big Bend region as a Category 3 storm. Widespread flooding and damage before moving north into Georgia and the Carolinas. Number of people on the official list of those missing from the Maui wildfire standing at 385, nearly unchanged from a week earlier. The impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton set to start Tuesday on charges of bribery and abuse of office. Paxton is just the third official in the state's nearly 200-year history to be impeached. Labor Day weekend in full swing, some airports reporting record-setting numbers, and by some measures, air travelers seem to be enjoying a less stressful summer than last year, but canceled flights remain elevated as airlines face their last big test of the prime vacation season this weekend. AAA spokeswoman Axia Diaz says they've seen a big increase in the number of people wanting to travel overseas for the Labor Day holiday.
AAA booking data shows that international travel is up 44% compared to last year, and that is consistent with the trend we've seen throughout 2023. Many people want to get away. There's pent-up travel demand. Many people did not get to go abroad during the pandemic, and now they're making up for lost time. We're seeing that Europe is one of the top destinations, and it's those cities that we all know and love, so Paris, Rome, London, Dublin.
Check out the latest details at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Hong Kong weathers Typhoon Sola, BBC's Martin Yip reports.
It made the landfall in the early hours of Saturday morning, but then is now skirting again along the coast of western Guangdong province. It would make, it's expected to make another landfall when it reaches an area called the Lazhou Peninsula.
Nearly 900,000 people were moved to safety. Most of Hong Kong and parts of the coastal mainland suspended business, transport, and classes. Damage appeared to be minimal, however, and some services were returning to normal by afternoon. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz took a fall while jogging. He sustained bruises to his face, and that prompted him to cancel some appointments over the weekend. The 65-year-old canceled appointments for Sunday at the central Hesse region, where state elections are being held October 8th. More at townhall.com. A Michigan child is alive thanks to a police officer.
The officer from the Warren Police Department stopped a motorist for speeding and in the process saved the life of an 18-month-old boy. Officer Brendan Frazier says the baby was turning blue with his eyes rolled back and it appeared the child was choking. So the officer hit the little boy's back firmly several times. That freed the blockage and got the boy to breathing again. Officials say the little boy is doing just fine. Jason Walker reporting.
The entrance to the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in the Nevada desert's been closed due to flooding and storms, which makes it pretty tough to get in. It's going to remain closed for the remainder of the event, which is scheduled to end on Monday. Organizers urging festival goers to conserve food, water, and fuel and to shelter in a safe place. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Lois Gretti.
And do you have a DIY dilemma? You got a project you want to tackle around your Money Pit? Well, we are here to help because we are in the Money Pit prevention business. We're going to help you spend some money to do it once, do it right, and not have to do it again, or maybe not spend any money at all if we can tell you how to do it yourself. But help yourself first by reaching out to us with questions, because that's why we're here, and that's what we love to do, is to answer questions about your projects. The way to get in touch with us is by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or, better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like your home to feel open and airy, but you just don't have the budget for a big remodel, well, we're going to share some smart tips to help you open up the space without emptying your bank account in the process.
And maintaining a home that is safe and secure is an important part of the American dream, and advanced technology and smart home security products now makes that easier than ever to accomplish. But with so many options, how do you get started with a security system that works for you and is going to grow with your family? We're going to share some tips just ahead.
And painting is the one DIY project that probably seems to be the simplest to do, but that's exactly why it's even more frustrating than ever when a seemingly simple project like painting comes out badly. So we're going to share some pro painting tips to help make sure that you can avoid that happening to you.
But first, it's our job, our mission, to educate, to inspire, to help you build confidence on projects that you'd like to get done, and to simply guide you on how to get those done once, get it done right, so you don't have to do them again.
But your job is to help yourself by picking up the phone in the first place and calling us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or going to moneypit.com/ask. And I see some folks have done just that. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cheryl's on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I'm wanting to have a deck built at the back of my home, and I have a concrete pad outside the door. And when I asked someone to come and look at it and give me an estimate about a deck, they were wanting to put the supports right on this concrete pad that's back here, but it's all broken up and all uneven from a large, very large maple tree that I have in the back. And the roots are, they're gnarly, and there a lot of them are near the surface. And so I was wondering if it would even be, you even recommend that I even think of having a deck built back there with the tree roots in the situation I have.
So first of all, this is a patio, so it's a thin concrete slab, maybe 4 or 5 inches thick. Is that what you're telling me you have?
Right. Okay.
So
right.
That is not an appropriate foundation for a deck. And so anyone suggesting that it is would scare me, because in your part of the country, you need to have the footings for that deck be below the frost line. So that means that those footings have to be about 3 feet in the ground. And then on top of those footings, you can build the deck. Otherwise, the deck's going to ride up and down as the land freezes in the wintertime. So what I would do is I would break up that patio and take it out of there. If it's already, you know, half broken up, I mean, with a jackhammer, you'd probably get that thing out of there in an hour or two. It actually will come out a lot faster than what you would imagine. In terms of the tree roots, yeah, if you can get some of that out of there, it's probably not a bad idea. But clearly what you have to concentrate on is however you're going to support this deck. If it's pretty much a grade level deck, you know, you have to kind of put that beam in flush with the rest of the floor structure. If it's going to be up a little bit, then you would basically put the beam underneath the floor joist and support it on however many columns it takes to make it compliant with building code. But to do it right, it's got to be on a foundation. So don't just slap a deck structure over that patio. It's just not going to be built correctly, and I doubt it would pass building code, and it would also could devalue your house in the event you tried to sell it in the future.
Okay. Well, the contractor that I had out here, he was leery of, you know, he didn't want to disturb the tree roots too much for fear of killing this gigantic tree. And that was his...
Well, it wasn't a solution, because the roots are going to be there with or without the patio. It's not a solution. And he's not going to disturb the tree roots that much. Yes, it'll be hard to dig those holes. And you may have to chop through some of them, but I don't think just digging, you know, 3 or 4 holes for a footing is going to be enough to kill a tree.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that I gave you a call, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right, Cheryl. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Mike on the line who's dealing with pinhole leaks, and I have had these, so I know that, surprisingly, they produce a lot of water. Well, what's going on? Maybe we've got a good solution for you. How can we help?
I have a house that's just about 36 years old. The plumbing, it's a copper pipe. It's the M type of copper. About 2 months ago, I got a pinhole leak in an area in my first floor inside the wall. Got that repaired. Last week, I came home and I had another pinhole leak. And I'm just wondering, with the house being this old, should re-pipe the house possibly, or another method I've been reading about is called e-pipe. I wondered if you could give me any information on what your ideas are on that.
Hey, Mike, it's unfortunately that your plumbing has started to develop a pinhole leaks. You know, that will continue to occur over time, but I don't think it calls for an immediate replacement of your entire system. I would just monitor it. I mean, I might be a little more cautious when I go away and turn off my main water valve and that sort of thing. The other thing to think about is that whenever you're doing renovations in that house, never put a wall back that's got the old plumbing in it. You want to replace it with PEX, P-E-X, which stands for cross-links polyethylene. It's a very simple type of pipe to run because it's flexible and it doesn't have to be soldered and that sort of thing. But the reason you got those pinhole leaks, by the way, is maybe not just because the plumbing may be a bit thin, but you probably have acidic water. And when you have more acidic water, it tends to happen more frequently. So I would just monitor and repair over time. I don't think if it was my house, I would immediately think I have to replace all the plumbing. That's a pretty expensive and dramatic step when all you've suffered so far is just a couple of pinhole leaks. All right, good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, open concept homes. They're popular, but they're hard to come by in older homes. Adding a pass-through between some rooms can help. We're going to have some tips to get you to that project successfully next.
You live in a money pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a project outside, inside? You're thinking of a project to start next weekend? Well, whatever it is, let us give you a hand. From gardening to garages, check out the Money Pit podcast. We are going to help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast. Beverly in Ohio is on the line. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with my white vinyl fence, and I'm trying to see if you have any ideas as to what I can use to clean it. It's got black marks all over it from a youth that used to mow my grass, and I've had it power cleaned twice. I've tried this to clean it. Now I'm at a loss as to what I can do because it's inexpensive.
Have you tried to use one of those green scotch pads on it? That has just a minor amount of abrasion. I'm trying to think what actually could be making these black marks. If it's something that's on top of the vinyl, then you should be able to remove it. The other thing is if it happens to be something that is solvent-based, like tar or rubber or something of that nature, another thing that you could try to do is you could try to spray that with some WD-40. That has a pretty good ability of breaking down those types of substances just a little bit, perhaps on that green scrubby pad. Rub it over that surface and see if that lifts it off. I think the key is to try to figure out what that black mark is and then what's going to take it off from there. But I would try it in that order. See how you make out, Beverly.
Okay, yeah, some of it's from the road and some of it is from them taking their lawnmower and
trying to mow the grass right up against it.
Well, I mean, that would throw dirt and stones of it against it, but that should be clean. I mean, as long as the as long as this vinyl fence is white all the way through, it's got to be something that's on top of it, and that's why I say you have to find the right cleaner and the right tool to remove that. Beverly, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, let's welcome Wally, who's working on a sunroom project. Tell us about it. How can we help?
I'm redoing my sunroom, and it's a concrete floor, and it's pretty old. There's some cracks in there that if I put down a floor over top of it like I plan to do, I'm worried that it's going to be very uneven and the floor won't last very long.
Hey, Wally, so I think, first off, your choice of using something like a luxury vinyl plank is a good idea for that space. That kind of floor will float on top of the old slab, so it shouldn't really be impacted by any of the cracks that you described. That said, we want to make sure that we're reducing the chances of any moisture kind of wicking up through that. So I would go ahead and seal those. There are a number of different types of products that you can use. If it's a smaller crack, you could use silicone. There are some concrete patching compounds that you can use if they're slightly bigger. If they're deep, you can fill the crack with a backer rod first and then seal the area on top of that. In addition to the luxury vinyl planks, there's also a type of product called hybrid stone. LL Flooring makes one under the brand name of Duravana that I've used. Those types of planks are stiffer than the vinyl, and that could be attractive if the floor is slightly uneven. The vinyl will tend to hug any of that unevenness, but the stone planks, the hybrid stone style, will not. And they're pretty inexpensive. Last I checked, they were around $4, maybe $5 a square foot, and pretty easy to install. So I think you're on the right track. Just seal those up, use a floating floor, and you should be good to go.
Well, while older homes have charm and character, the thing that they often lack is an open floor plan, and it's something that more and more modern families are looking for. Now, the good news is that you don't have to stick with the layout that's offered in your home currently.
Now, one way to create an open feel in a closed-in space is to build a pass-through between the rooms. Now, this is not a first-time DIYer's project. I want to say that up front because it involves some carpentry and some potential electrical work as well. But you want to start with the most important element. Determine if the wall can be opened up by figuring out if it's a load-bearing wall. Now, if possible, you want to go to a floor below, perhaps in the basement or crawl space, and look at how the floor joists are running. Are they parallel or perpendicular to the wall? If they're perpendicular, that wall could more than likely be load-bearing, and you're going to need some expert help if you're not sure, or even if you are sure, you're going to need some expert help to know how to deal with that. Now, if the wall is load-bearing, you can still add a pass-through, but the project gets a lot more complicated, and it shoots kind of well beyond the DIY stage. So, as we said, go get a pro.
Yeah. Now, next, guys, if the wall is not load-bearing, you can cut out a pass-through, but before you go all in, I mean, it's really smart to do some exploratory surgery first. That's right. You know, make some strategic holes in the wall. So before you do things, you want to trace out your template. Where exactly are you cutting? Where do you want this pass-through to be? And try and line up this template so that to the left and to the right of this pass-through, you've got studs, because that's going to make framing this whole project out a lot easier. If you've got the room and you can lay this out so it is between studs, it's even better because then you don't have to frame everything, the left, the right, the sides, all the openings. Now, remember, turn off all the electrical circuits to that wall before you even do anything. Make sure all the power's off. Then you want to use a reciprocating saw, and you're cutting only through the thickness of the wall board. So in other words, you're not just going to take that reciprocating saw and kind of just go willy-nilly into the wall and start cutting. Don't cut the studs. Just cut the drywall away. Does that make sense?
Now, once you see inside, it's a lot easier to double check if the wall is load-bearing for sure. If you see 2x3s as opposed to 2x4s, it's probably not carrying any weight. But if you do see 2x4s, the opening will need to have a header beam, which is a beam that basically goes across that opening and is supported on the sides of it right down through to the bearing space below. Now, another thing to look out for is the wiring. If you see any wiring in the opening, you're definitely going to need to redirect those using junction boxes, and you're most likely going to need an electrician to address that. Now, once that's all settled out, you can set about cutting out the opening. One hit, though, if the framing should sit flush with the wallboard in the upper and lower parts of the pass-through, then what you want to do is use what's called a plunge cut. So you want to drop the saw blade into it. It's a lot cleaner way to cut that out of the way. And once you're done, the finishing touch might include some molding or even a counter in that pass-through if the area is opening up, say, for maybe a kitchen or a dining area. But you're going to find that if you have that opening in that wall, it's really going to add a lot of visual space and give you that open feeling without having to commit to a real major remodeling project.
Heading over to Florida, we've got Beverly on the line who's got a question about siding. What's going on? Are you installing it yourself?
It's just a shed, and it's 10 by 10, and I had some siding that I got, some vinyl siding, and I wanted to put it on the shed, and I figured the shed's only 8 feet high, so I'd be able to, you know, put it on myself.
Okay.
But I heard conflicting opinions about whether I should use screws or nails.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, one hardware store guy goes, use screws, the other one says, use nails. And it's going on Oriental strand board. And then I put tar paper.
Yeah. So it's not a tough question. It's not even a close question. You're going to use nails. And not only are you going to use nails, you're going to use nails and you're not going to drive them home. You're not going to drive them to where they're solidly banging that siding into the Orient strand board. Vinyl siding has some peculiarities to its installation method. So, you know, of course, you start low, right? And the pieces interlock. Now, if you'll notice, vinyl siding doesn't have nail holes. It has nail slots. And that's for a really important reason. The vinyl has a really big expansion ratio. So if you put the vinyl siding on too tight where it can't slide, it's going to buckle and it looks terrible. You can always see a bad siding job on the south side of the house when the sun hits it and it buckles. And that's because the siding was nailed on too solidly. So you're going to use like a flathead nail, like a roofing nail would be fine or something like that. And you want to just put it in the center of the slot and you don't want to make it tight. You want to leave enough space. When you're done, you should be able to grab that piece of siding and slide back and forth in the slot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if it slides back and forth, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. It's not going to fall off. It's not going to blow away. But because you put it on loosely that way, it'll be able to expand and contract and not buckle. Okay?
Well, I'm glad you told me because first I put the screw in and I put it in tight.
Yeah, that's natural. That's what we are sort of destined to do, is to really always make stuff really strong and tight. But when it comes to siding and then vinyl siding, it's just not done that way, and that's why.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bev. Good luck with the project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Doug, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm considering getting one of these water sensors to go on the water pipe to sense if there's any water running when there shouldn't be any water running. And I'm wondering if that's something that's worth the investment.
Yeah, actually, those sensors work quite well because some of the smarter ones will actually measure your pattern. And if something outside of the pattern happens, they'll alert you. Usually they're hooked up to Wi-Fi and they have a notification system so you can get alerts on your smartphone. If you're just concerned about leaks, there's another type of leak detector that's out. It's made by a company called Simple Sense, S-E-N-C-E. It's a Wi-Fi enabled detector that will detect water leaks and also freezing if your heat was to go off. And that also has an app that goes along with it. And again, it'll alert you if you get a leak, say, in your basement, for example, or if you get a freeze down there. It will alert you that you've got a problem so you could deal with it, hopefully, before it gets much worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but so generally, I guess I should do a little research and see exactly what my need would be and go from there. But okay, that basically, I guess it's worth it then to do the investment.
I do think it's worth it. The leak detection technology, there's a company called Streamlabs that makes those, and those are very cool. They just clamp over the pipe, so you don't even have a plumbing connection to make. And again, they're going to tell you via an alert if you have a problem with a leak before it becomes a big stinking mess that you got to clean up.
Yes, I'm familiar with that name. I did a basic research, and I've seen that name. So they are pretty efficient then.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, I appreciate that.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Just ahead, guys, advances in smart home security products now make it easier than ever for you to accomplish and maintain a safe and secure home. We're going to share some tips on how you can get started with a security system that's going to grow with your family when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, maintaining a home that's safe and secure is an important part of the American dream, and advanced technology and smart home security products now makes that easier than ever to accomplish. But with so many options, how do you get started with a security system that works for you and is going to grow with your family?
With us to talk about that is Hooman Shahidi, the SVP of Product Development for SimpliSafe. You know, it used to be that one key differentiator between professionally installed systems and those that were sort of a DIY install was that the pro systems offered 24/7 monitoring. But those differences have really evaporated. I know you guys were out there early with offering live guards to monitor security systems, and now you've expanded your line to include live guard surveillance that actually has guards watching your property even when you're not home. So how is this changing the possibilities for consumers to keep their home safe?
So, Tom, I think SimpliSafe has always provided 24/7 monitoring, where our monitoring agents are standing by for any alarms that our customers have in their home, and they respond and dispatch authorities. Recently, we launched LiveGuard, which goes actually above and beyond just 24/7 monitoring. And in fact, our agents engage through our smart alarm camera with anybody who may be in the home to assess the situation and have a lot more information to be able to react, whether that's disarm the system or to dispatch the authorities.
Interesting. So I did note on from your website at simplisafe.com, it's SimpliSafe.com, you had some videos there of burglars actually entering the home and then being basically caught in the act by the SimpliSafe live guard. That's terrific. So I presume that's all then trapped on video and also conveyed to the local authorities, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, whenever there's an event in your home, the most important thing is response time, because that's what helps keep you safe. And with 24/7 live guard, our agents can respond immediately to the event and try to take action to capture the video, but also dissuade a potential intruder from continuing potentially nefarious activity. So we're really excited about being able to do even a better job keeping our customers safe.
I mean, I feel like people might be uneasy with having these cameras on inside their home. So how do you balance privacy with security?
SimpliSafe has always been focused on protecting our customers' privacy. First and foremost, of course, we let customers know and they opt into this specific part of our service. Second, we design our products with privacy in mind. One of the great unique things that we've always had in our indoor cameras is a privacy shutter that allows the customer to know when the camera is active and when it's not. In fact, our outdoor cameras are designed so that they're only active when either you as a customer is wanting to see what's going on inside your house, or if there's an alarm. An actual physical shutter disengages so that you know that the camera is on and recording, and when it's engaged, you know the camera is off and there's nothing going on there. So that's a great way for our customers to have assurance that we are always respectful of their privacy.
All right, so clearly here's your plan for covering everything on the inside of the house. But what about the outside? I mean, more and more you hear about these porch pirates and package thefts. Like, what are your plans for that?
Oh, yeah, we've had outdoor cameras for quite some time. We launched a SimpliSafe outdoor camera in 2021 to complement the SimpliSafe doorbell camera that we've actually had on the market for a while. Those cameras allow our customers to be able to view what's going on outside the home. And if they choose to, our agents can also leverage those cameras to get better situational awareness for first responders if they need to be deployed to our customer summit. Our customers are really excited about that product, very well rated, lots of good reviews for both the performance. And the great thing about SimpliSafe and how we think about it is, you know, they're not just outdoor cameras. They're part of a holistic security solution, which includes the 24/7 monitoring.
Yeah, let's talk about that. If you're just getting started with smart home monitoring systems such as those offered by SimpliSafe, you know, where do you start with that? How do you decide what level of protection, the number of devices, what options are most popular if you haven't really delved into that area before?
Yeah, so we really try to help the customer on that journey because every home is different in terms of what physical devices you need. And, you know, we really designed our system to be scalable, to be able to cover, let's say you live in a studio apartment and you only need a door sensor to protect the front door to your house or a motion sensor for the main area, you start there. Or if you live in a 10-bedroom mansion, we got you covered there with an array of sensors. And since our system is wireless and expandable, you can start and build out from there. And if you actually, if our customers go through our shopping journey on our website, we've got a number of ways between prepackaged options for them, as well as even a quiz that kind of helps us understand what kind of home they have, how many windows, how many doors, the size of the house, and actually recommend a custom system for them.
So you can start off with a very basic sort of security package at home, but what are the other options? I mean, is it fairly modular? Can I add on different components? Like, where can I go with this?
We find very frequently customers get, you know, basic protection, and then they realize, hey, you know what? I also want to make sure that I'm protected where it comes to fire and carbon monoxide. And so they buy additional sensors to cover that need. Another really popular one is water sensors that help customers realize whether they have a broken pipe in their home and get an alarm associated with that. And all that is monitored 24/7 through the SimpliSafe home security system. So even when you're away from home, we will be keeping an eye on your house.
We're talking to Hooman Shahidi. He's the SVP of product for SimpliSafe. You know, you mentioned water protection. That's a good point. And it leads me to this question. When it comes to these types of systems, are there insurance discounts that are available in terms of, say, your homeowner's insurance if you had this kind of additional level of protection? Because clearly you're a better customer for an insurance company if you've taken the steps to identify, say, a water leak before it causes severe damage.
Obviously, you've got to get in touch with your specific insurance provider, but I think almost all insurance providers will give you a discount, and we have a service where we'll send you a certificate saying that SimpliSafe is protecting your house 24/7. We're a UL-certified system and monitoring central station. You turn that into your insurance company, and you generally get a pretty significant discount. A lot of times, the system kind of ends up paying for itself in short order.
We're talking to Hooman Shahidi, the SVP of product for SimpliSafe, now available with 24/7 live guard protection. Hooman, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. I love the fact that the system is so customizable, so modular, that you can start with your basics and you can build out from there to the point where you have the system that's just absolutely perfect for your needs. If you'd like to learn more, go to their website, simplisafe.com, SimpliSafe.com. Hooman Shahidi, thank you again for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks, Leslie. Pleasure speaking with you today.
Coming up, painting is probably one of the easiest DIY projects out there, but if you choose the wrong brush, it can turn out real bad. We're going to share how to pick the perfect paintbrush for your project when the Money Pit returns. And Tom's going to write more P's into the things I say when we come back.
It's going to be perfect. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you ever feel like your house is actually a money pit? I know, we get it, guys, but it's all about perspective. I mean, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home that we love. It's the places we live.
And whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or home improvement therapist, if necessary, for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up on the Money Pit Podcast. Download today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, painting is the one DIY project that probably seems the simplest to do. I mean, how hard can it be than, you know, just dipping your brush in the can and then slapping the paint on the wall?
Yeah, and that's exactly why it's even more frustrating than ever when a seemingly simple project like painting comes out badly, which can happen if you start with the wrong brush.
Yeah, now the average home improvement center provides lots of options. I mean, have you been down the paintbrush aisle lately? There are a ton of brushes out there. So how do you know which one is the right one for your project?
You know, it all starts with choosing the right bristles, and that's going to depend on the type of paint, type of stain, or finish you're applying. First, you have natural bristle brushes, or these are sometimes called China bristles, and they're designed for oil-based paints. They provide a very even finish. They are sturdy enough to clean with paint thinner or turpentine. But you can't use that same natural bristle brush for latex paint because they tend to soak up water and lose their springiness and just don't perform very well. For that kind of paint, you want to use synthetic bristle brushes. Those are definitely the best choice.
Now, what about the quality of the brush? There are definitely a wide range of brushes out there and, you know, a wide range of price points as well. Is it better to buy a more expensive brush? How do you know?
I mean, I think it does. When it comes to brushes, you definitely get what you pay for. And better brushes simply have more bristles. The bristles are of differing lengths. And the bristles have split ends, which is actually a good thing because that enables them to hold more paint. If you go with a lower quality brush, that can leave ridges in the paint as well as sort of thin spots because it just doesn't apply the paint very evenly.
Now, what about the dreaded cleanup job? I feel like everybody hates this part. So generally, they're tossing the brushes, which you shouldn't be doing. You should be taking the time to clean them. So how do you clean them?
Yeah, that's right. For both types of brushes, you want to squeeze out as much of the paint or finish of the brush as possible. You can use old newspaper, paper towels. These all work well for this. And then brush as much of the paint off as you can, and then blot the brush from the base of the bristles to the tip to squeeze out whatever's left. Now, for latex paint, you want to rinse the brush with warm, soapy water, then hang it up to dry with the bristles pointing down so the water doesn't soak back in towards the handle. That can cause it to swell and kind of get nasty. Now, for oil finishes, you want to dip the bristles in the paint thinner for a few minutes and then use a dab of dish soap and warm water to wash the thinner off and then, again, hang them up to dry. I like to let them soak overnight in Simple Green, a little trick of the trade that I use, because I find that the Simple Green takes out pretty much all of the old paint and leaves them in pretty good condition. And as you said, Leslie, lastly, when they're all dry, put them back in those cardboard sleeves. It's a good idea because it helps them keep their shape and be good to go the next time you want to take them out for a project.
Yeah, if you're spending the money, you want to keep using them. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Are you planning an end-of-the-summer backyard blowout? Well, you can light up the night with tiki torches as long as you do it safely. We're going to share some tips to help you do that, along with realistic flame-free options that are available as well when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini-vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today. Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products eighth package daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You can post those questions to moneypit.com/ask. And that's exactly what David did.
That's right. David wrote in, he says, we're having engineered wood flooring installed into our second bedrooms, and we want to know what are the benefits and drawbacks of having it glued down or floating. Also, should we have something between the plywood and the floor, and anything else we should consider before we have it installed?
So first of all, I will tell you that I think floating floors are really best. Today, those floor systems have boards that lock together. They don't have to be glued. They simply lay in place and lock together. You leave maybe a quarter to a half inch of space at the perimeter, and you cover that with molding. Just make sure you leave that gap, because if you don't and the floor expands, it's going to start to buckle, and then that becomes a very hard problem to solve. Now, underlayment is useful for comfort and for sound reduction, so I would suggest you check with your manufacturer to see which underlayment products they recommend. It's going to vary. Some of those boards have underlayments attached to them already. Others use sort of like a thin, like rubbery foam kind of a covering that goes across the floor first. And most important, and this is a really important trick of the trade, before you put flooring down, after you got the old carpet up, before you put the flooring down, make sure you secure that subfloor. By doing that, I mean typically subfloors are nailed in place, and the nails will loosen up, they'll cause squeaks and that sort of thing. So I would screw that subfloor down. You can use case-hardened screws, case-hardened drywall-style screws, and you can screw that floor down every 16 inches, every single board that really locks it in place. This is the one chance you have to do this and eliminate a whole host of future squeak issues. While you have that old flooring material up, you want to really secure that subfloor down, and this way it will be solid for all the days and weeks and years to come. Because you know what's going to happen? You'll put the flooring down, and if we can do this, and the first place you step, it's going to go squeak, and you're going to be so pissed.
You're going to be pissed, and it's not going to be so easy to get to.
No, it'll be almost impossible, and you're going to learn to live with it.
All right, David. Well, let's get this project done right so you don't have to worry about that at all.
Well, are you planning an end-of-summer backyard blowout? You can light up the night with tiki torches as long as you do it safely. Leslie has some tips to do just that, along with some ideas on realistic flame-free options in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you like to set the mood and create ambiance, you can do it with some dramatic lighting in your backyard. Now, you can pick up oil-burning torches at almost any store that sells outdoor stuff, and you can also use citronella oil in those lanterns, and that's going to help you keep the bugs away, but also make everything look super adorable outside. So, first of all, let's talk about safety. Anytime we've got an open flame, you have to practice fire safety. So make sure you've got a bucket of water and a hose close by. When you do snuff out the flame, make sure the torches are in a fireproof place. Also, you want to be sure to check saferproducts.gov and make sure that the torch you're using is considered safe and hasn't been recalled. If you want some added safety, LED technology has really brought us a wide array of very safe battery and solar-powered torches. And some of these will turn on automatically at dusk, and they even flicker just like a real flame, which really makes it beautiful and possible to light up the night without throwing caution to the wind. So remember, play it safe, but have some fun.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if summer storms have taken out a tree but not the stump, we're going to share tips for getting rid of what's left without needing to hire a tree service to do that job for you. That's all coming up on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Banbauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.